"Have you ever been bad?" he asked, not looking at her directly. He was watching her in the mirror over the back of the bar. She laughed. "Bad?" "Yeah," he said, "bad." He turned and looked at her and smiled. There was something about his eyes and how they started to smile just before his mouth did that made her grin back. "Bad how?" she asked. Bad. He lowered his voice to almost a growl. "Bad," he smiled. "You mean naughty?" She giggled. It seemed strange to be using these words to describe herself. "Yeah, I like that, naughty. Have you ever been a naughty girl?" "Well, first, I'm a woman, not a girl." He started chuckling and she stopped. He was right. It sounded sort of defensive to be saying that. "Yeah, I've been bad." "Good," he nodded. "That's it. Good." She was disappointed in a way. She had felt amused, even a little thrilled at his boldness in asking her that. "Yeah, good is a good thing. Good is a highly underrated word, I think." He smiled and took another drink. Now she was intrigued. She felt like he didn't believe her, like he was teasing her, and thought she was a goody-two-shoes. "I have been bad," she said with a pout. He looked at her. "Oh, I believe you." "Well, just maybe you've been bad." He lowered his voice to that gravelly growl again, but not bad, bad. He raised his eyebrow as if that explained it all. "Oh, yeah? Hey, bad is good, don't get me wrong. I am all for bad." "But it's not," she lowered her voice to mock his, "not bad." He laughed. "Right, you got it." "Fuck that," she said and drained her drink as she set the glass down in front of him. He smiled and nodded to the bartender who set about getting her another drink. "I can be bad." "Yeah." She went back to watching in the mirror. "Tell me bad." She smiled. "I don't wanna." He smiled back. "I'll trade you bads." She thought a moment and then grinned. "Okay, you first. Let me hear your bad." He grinned and stared at her in the mirror. "Okay, I fucked a girl in the bathroom of her folks' house while her mother was downstairs making coffee." "Was her mother just inept at making coffee, or was it that quick?" she asked and fought the urge to laugh. He turned to her with a slightly hurt look forced onto his face. "Oh, you are a mean one." "Well, it's a valid question, isn't it?" "Only if you were thinking of fucking me," he answered, and she found herself at a complete loss of words. She blushed and looked at her new drink, playing with it and trying to get past the bright red blush. He chuckled. "Okay, your turn. Tell me your bad." She cleared her throat. She could feel his eyes watching her in the mirror, and she felt strangely aroused, knowing he was watching her every move. She took another sip and set the drink down and tried to look him back eye to eye in the mirror, but found she couldn't. "Okay, bad. She wanted to surprise him, to show him that she was not some closeted little girly that had never been bad before. "I got it, bad. I got really drunk one night and entered a wet t-shirt contest." He waited, and I ended up topless and kissing another girl in the contest. He smiled. "How did it feel?" he asked. "How did what feel?" "Kissing her, being naked in front of a crowd, all of it." She felt the blush return as the memories of that night flooded back. How she had felt so alive, so sexy, so free. "You felt free?" She nodded. "Bad is freeing." He looked back at the mirror and sipped his drink. "Okay," his voice lowered again. "Bad." She smiled and waited. She found his easy acceptance of things so refreshing. Like what she said was not ignored, but he didn't have the typical horny man reaction of asking if the girl's tits were big or something. "Bad," he looked at her to make sure she was listening. "I met a girl in a bar one night. Immediately wanted her. She was really hot." had this hot fantasy of putting her on the bar in front of everyone and eating her until she came all over my face. He waited for a reaction. She arched an eyebrow. "And did you?" He turned and looked her dead in the eye. "Not yet." She didn't know how to respond again. Her first thought was she should slap him, but part of her loved it. Part of her was offended, and part of her was aroused by how blatant he was without being crude. She smiled and sipped her drink. Thankfully, he didn't wait for her to reply. He turned back to the mirror to watch her again and smiled. "Your turn. Another bat." She looked at him, staring in the mirror, and smiled. He was very attractive, had something about him, a rough edge, that made her a little afraid, but made him even more tempting. She didn't want to be outdone. She smiled. She knew the perfect thing. Casually reaching down, she looked like she was straightening her short skirt, lifting slightly, and then she pulled her panties down her legs. Grinning from ear to ear, she folded the sweet pink satin panties and handed them to him, not noticing until he had taken a hold of him that the crotch was soaking wet. It was too late. She let go and gave them to him. "Okay if I show you bad instead?" He grinned and nodded and put the panties into his pocket. "Okay, that was bad." "You keeping those?" she said, laughing. "Mm-hmm." He sipped his drink and she laughed. The idea of this stranger having her panties was strangely exciting. He grinned at her and she blushed. Now that her panties were off, she could feel how wet she had become. She shifted her legs and a little shiver went up her spine. "Your turn," she said, grinning in defiance. "Show me bat." He turned to her and leaned in like he was going to whisper in her ear. She leaned closer to him, and as she did, she felt his hand running up her bare leg. At first she was shocked, was going to kick his ass. But something in her just had to be bat. She took a deep breath and opened her legs for him. He was very casual about it, very gentle. The rest of the bar just saw him leaning in to whisper, when in fact his fingertip was slowly teasing her pussy. Just the tip, circling around her clit and teasing her to a frenzy. His touch was different from most men's, not fumbling, not hard. It was a slow, delicious tease, slowly circling her clit and then dipping into her slit to get covered with her aroused juices, sliding back up, pushing the hood back over her clit, just a tease and then tickling across her bare clit. She could barely sit still. She felt a burning fire building inside of her, and she spread her legs just a tad wider for him. Two fingertips teased her now, rubbing either side of her clit, a slight pressure as they did, like he was jacking her clit off. He teased all around and then brushed over it slowly. She wanted to scream. She arched her back slightly to keep from trembling, her muscles starting to clench as she got so very close. Then he leaned in, and in that sexy, deep, growling voice, he whispered to her, "Be bad." That was all it took. She felt her pussy clench, and she grabbed the bar for balance. As she started to come, he pressed down right under her clit and vibrated his hand, the sensation taking her breath away as she came. His other hand was on her shoulder casually, like they were lovers just talking, but she knew he was holding her to make sure that she didn't fall, as her entire body quivered and shook. "Now that was bad," he said and kissed her cheek. She looked at him. She was unable to speak. She didn't know him, but made her want him so much. She smiled at him, knowing she had a girlish look of adoration on her face. He smiled back and leaned closer and whispered in her ear, "Okay, your turn. Show me Bat," she giggled. She thought for a moment and then smiled. Sliding her hand up her skirt, she made sure to pull it up just enough so that he could see her sliding two fingers into her pussy. He smiled as he watched them slide deep into her and then out and then back in until they were well coated with her cum. Pulling them out, she raised them to her lips and rubbed the slippery wet cum all across her lush, full mouth and smiled at him. She leaned over and kissed him deeply, their first kiss tasting like her pussy. She leaned back. "I like being bad for you." She felt so tiny saying that, but safe being that vulnerable. He smiled and raised her fingers up and licked them clean, slowly and sensually running his lips all over them. He stood up and pulled out his wallet and tossed some cash on the bar. He didn't have to ask. She stood and grabbed her purse. They kissed again, still savoring the taste of her orgasm. They left together, off in search of other ways to be bad.